You know what? I've got a story.
Yeah.
And I don't want to tell it.
Okay.
Because I feel like it should come from the source.
Right.
And this guy is an actual hero. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry. I am so impressed by this person's effort.
Yeah.
To be a socially, like, it's sort of like, he's like Batman. You know what? He's fighting for the social good, right?
Right.
And it's my mate Jack. And he's on the phone right now. Morning, Jack.
Morning, Tom. Morning, Loggy. How are you going?
Was that Tom? Did you say Tom? I was pretty sure you called me Tim before, but that's fine.
Hey, mate, that was in a private message. You did not have to bring that up. That's on you, brother.
Yeah. Hey, mate, we're here making you look good, all right? So let's do that. What's happening? What's the story? I don't know this story yet.
So basically what happened, I'll just give a bit of a rundown. Now, Jack, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Tom, he's got a friend, and Tom's friend was selling toilet paper online when this whole crisis started about, what, 3 weeks ago, a month ago now. And this has been going on a lot.
Yep.
It's disgusting behaviour.
Racketeering, I believe is what we're calling it.
And, Jack, you saw something online and you decided no more. Take us through what you did and what happened.
Yeah, look, I did. Look, now, guys, I'm a lifeguard. I'm a doorman at a nightclub. I'm obviously unemployed now, but I have a pretty high kind of level of social justice. So, look, I was going over a lecture and noticed this guy selling $100 pack of TP on Facebook Marketplace, as you do, trying to take advantage of the community. And we just sent him a little "Is this available?" message, just to sort of dip the toe in.
Sure.
And he bit. So, look, guys, have you ever wanted to tell someone to get in the bin?
Yeah. Yeah, I do it all the time.
Well, he does.
Yeah.
Well, look, this guy, Connor, he wanted to get his $100 for the toilet paper, so I asked him if he could deliver. I gave him the address for the local tip, and we sent him to the tip, and then I just sort of gave him a little bit of a piece of my mind, and made him reflect on his behaviour.
Wow.
It was amazing because in the series of messages that you've uploaded on Facebook, he's like, in one section you've said, look, you've actually given him a picture of a $100 note and you're like, bring the change, buddy, because he was selling it for $99.
Ah, sure.
And he's like, yeah, I will try. And he goes, look, let's just make it $100.
Oh, so he wanted an extra dollar.
Even he rounded up. Even Hundy.
It's like he's really doing you a favour. Let's just make it $100, right? And you're like, yep, no worries, perfect. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to be there in 15 minutes. And you're like, yep, cool. I've got somewhere to be too. And he's like, you know, where is it? Is it a house? And you're like, oh, can you see the waste centre? The rubbish tip. He's like, yeah, but I'm at a hairdresser's. And you're like, yeah, the rubbish tip, though. Can you see it? And he's like, yeah. And then that's when the rant comes.
Oh.
And your rant is beautifully written. Absolutely beautifully written, Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah, you
Thank
really
you.
Give him a serve.
Did you have the rant written pre-message conversation? Were you ready to just copy and paste?
Yeah.
Look, I tell you, I did. I was streaming a make your own sourdough tutorial at 5 p.m.
Sure.
So look, I had to. I didn't have time to kind of mess around. So just put it down, copy paste, dropped it in, and then we jumped on that Facebook live stream. So
brilliant.
You know, you've got to be conservative with your time in these isolation days.
Yeah, you do. I just want to read some of these quotes. You said, I won't be coming to buy your toilet paper. And when you drive home after having wasted your time, have a good hard think about what kind of human you want to be. There are two types of people in the world at the time like this, a parasite feeding off the desperate and scared, or the decent. Be someone who supports and add value to that community. All the best. Beep head. And I was just like, bravo, you are my hero, Jack. And I just absolutely love this. And have you got a reply?
No, he hasn't replied. And look, I think, as a little caveat, obviously, a little bit of banter is fun. A few people have messaged me asking about this guy, and we haven't taken it any further. Obviously, a time like this, it is really important to look after those around us. And while this was a bit of fun, obviously cyberbullying and all that kind of stuff is absolutely not on. And look, I think the point of the message really did get through to him that we do really have an opportunity to be our best in these times. Mm. And that kind of behaviour is absolutely deplorable. And the fact that he didn't reply is all we need to kind of feel like that's, you know, it's not on, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Also looks like he's dropped the price to $89 online there, mate. So you've really had an effect.
That's a bargain. I might go back for more.
That's a win. Well done, mate. Good on you. And you know what I reckon, Loggy, maybe we could get Jack online with my mate.
Oh, my God. You know what? Yeah, let's get him swap numbers because I reckon Jack can really educate your friend.